Hundreds of people are lining up in front of Knott County Central High School in Hindman, Kentucky, where Michael Jonathan, the host of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour, is getting ready to hand out free musical instruments like guitars, dulcimers, and mandolins.
It's going to be first come, first serve. We do have
the line is moving quickly. Jeff Coots is hoping to get a guitar to replace the one he lost in the flood. With short brown hair and wearing a red Under Armour sweatshirt, Coots looks younger than his 28 years. He says the Altro Kentucky Church, where he sings and plays guitar, was destroyed in the flood.
We lost everything, every instrument we had in our entire church.
By the time Coots reached the front of the line, there were no guitars left, but he was humbled by the generosity of Michael Jonathan and the volunteers. Coots was grateful to get a mandolin for his church.
I mean, honestly, I'm just thankful, you know, that we have that opportunity. We really didn't deserve it, but...
When the deadly floods hit eastern Kentucky at the end of July, folk singer Jonathan didn't hesitate to ask people from around the world to donate musical instruments for the flood survivors in Appalachia.
These are generous, kind, extremely hardworking, sincere, family-oriented. This is the capital of America's front porch community. You know, music is a big part of their culture.
It's the second time this year the singer has organized an instrument relief project. In March, he and a group of volunteers distributed 800 musical instruments to people in western Kentucky after tornadoes swept through their region. Jonathan gives all the credit to the volunteers, who he says donated a lot of time and energy.
Love is what makes the arts work. I believe in the idea of home and community, family, people working together, people caring about each other. That's the love part of the arts. And this is a way to show that love.
People like Sharon Oler, a retired music educator, helped refurbish instruments like trumpets and flutes for the people who survived the tornadoes in western Kentucky. She was back again to get the instruments presentation ready for flood survivors in eastern Kentucky.
In so many ways, I think many of us wondered helplessly, what could we do to help these folks? And this was a great brainchild by Michael Jonathan to put music back into the hands of the folks that lost it.
That flute is music to 24-year-old Katie Stiles' ears. As the new band director at Knott County High School, it was difficult to find that the band room was flooded and most of the instruments were ruined. Stiles says this instrument relief project replaced several instruments in her band room.
We really, really appreciate it. I've now got some instruments to start my junior high students on and some of my high school students and rebuild the band program here. We lost quite a few of our instruments, so their donations are helping immensely.
1 week before the floods, Katie's sister and parents had been helping Katie make an inventory of all the instruments in the band room. Katie's dad, Randy Stiles, says nobody expected the floods that ravaged the region.
And we come back exactly a week afterwards to survey the damage in the room, and you know, we're in our rubber boots walking through the mud, and there's just muddy instruments everywhere, and everything's just destroyed, and we're just having to start from the beginning again, you know.
Band director Katie Stiles says the mountain community is still rebuilding, but having these instruments helps everyone.
It gives the students and the kids in this area something to look forward to, an emotional release playing their instrument. It's really awesome to see music coming back to eastern Kentucky.
More than 500 musical instruments were given out at Knott County Central High School in just 90 minutes to the flood survivors. People walking away with new instruments felt this was a big step in helping restore music to the mountains of eastern Kentucky. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Knott County.